Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's detectives investigating what is being described as an attempted murder incident at a residence in Dinsmore have collected evidence from the site of the attack that sent two people to the hospital. One victim, a 27-year-old female, has been flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment of what is suspected of being a gunshot wound. However, the nature of the injury has not been confirmed. The second victim, a 55-year-old man, has been treated and released from the hospital after he was found with severe injuries following a beating. The suspects, at least two at this point, but could involve more, wore dark clothing and had their faces covered during the attack. Evidence found at the scene indicated that firearms had been used, and several witnesses have been contacted and interviewed. In 2011, California passed Assembly Bill 815, establishing the State Seal of Biliteracy, an award designed to honor high school graduates who demonstrate a high level of proficiency in more than one language. Humboldt County Schools Superintendent Gary Eagles is a proponent of the Seals of Biliteracy program, and when implementing it in Humboldt County, Eagles wanted to try something different.
So we actually introduced here in Humboldt County a component that no one else did, as far as we're able to tell, and that was an interview process where they were actually interviewed in their second language to really find out if these youth at high school age truly mastered their second language.
Eagles was pleasantly surprised by the number of students who were honored.
We weren't quite sure how many students would actually succeed at being able to demonstrate proficiency in two languages. And 39 young people were able to be honored last week. It was sensational, and I suspect it's going to grow.
Among those honored included four Fortuna High School graduates who came from Spanish-speaking countries and have now mastered both the English and Spanish languages. On Tuesday, detectives from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant in the 900 block of Russ Street in Eureka. During a search of the residence, detectives discovered an indoor marijuana grow in the detached garage and seized 191 mature marijuana plants. Due to unsafe wiring and gas modifications, PG&E disconnected the gas and electric service. A male and a female were found at the residence, and detectives detained and later released them, pending further investigation. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office conducted an investigation into suspected grow sites in the Shasta Trinity National Forest late last week and confiscated nearly 40,000 growing marijuana plants from two gardens. At the first site where more than 28,000 plants were found, deputies arrested a Hispanic male suspected to be a Mexican national, and he was booked into Trinity County Jail on cultivation and possession charges. At the second site, deputies arrested two more Mexican nationals and collected more than 9,000 plants. Investigators believe the grow sites have been in use for several months. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Jared Huffman has issued a statement about competing budget plans currently being debated in the House of Representatives. Huffman has opposed the Republican plan put forth by Congressman Ryan, and he also opposes a proposal in President Obama's budget, specifically items that deal with Social Security.
The Republican study group budget is even worse. It forces chained CPI on Social Security. And what chained CPI means is quite simply reduced benefits for seniors who paid into the system, earned those benefits, need them, and are counting on them.
Huffman, speaking on the House floor, also announced his support for Democratic proposals that focus on job creation, rebuilding the nation's infrastructure, and health care reform.
We can reduce the deficit without forcing extra costs on the middle class, seniors, and the most vulnerable in our society. And that's why I'm supporting the Democratic budget alternatives, which do four essential things. One, they honor our commitment to seniors. Two, they focus on jobs and economic growth, which is a far better way to balance our budget. And three, they maintain our safety net. Finally, fourth, they keep us on the path of health care reform.
Huffman also announced his opposition to budget plans that give tax breaks to large corporations. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.